Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Today is the start of Black History Month on In Transition, and for the next few weeks, we're going to be featuring some of the great black jazz artists, notably Canadian artists, and today our featured jazz artist is Oliver Jones. We're going to be featuring some of his recordings. Next week, we're going to be featuring guitarist Sonny Greenwich, and the week after, I think I'm going to be featuring Renee Lee, so that's something to look forward to. We're going to start off with Oliver Jones. Oh, yeah, by the way, we also have music from the Bennett Archives. I couldn't forget that. We also have music from a wide variety of musicians as well, and we're starting off with Oliver Jones live at Biddle's with Charlie Biddle, and I think Bernie Primo is on drums, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to listen to a lovely version of You Are Too Beautiful. Thank you. Our featured artist this afternoon, Oliver Jones, starting us off with a beautiful version of You Are Too Beautiful with Bernie Primo with some fine brushwork and, of course, Charlie Biddle on the fiddle, as he used to say. That was from 1983, recorded at the Biddle's Jazz Bar in Montreal, the heyday of Biddle's. What a great place to hang out, I tell you. After work, used to always go there and just have their ribs and listen to some fine music until the late hours of the night. Here's some music from Duke Ellington and a tune called Jazz Lips. Music from Duke Ellington with Jazz Lips, and we're going to continue with another very influential pianist from the early days of jazz right up until his death, Earl Hines, and this is Earl Father Hines doing the Father Jumps. Thank you. Music from Oliver Jones and his take on the beautiful Solar. And before that, Earl Hines with the Father Jumps Jazz Lips from Duke Ellington. And we started off this afternoon with You Are Too Beautiful from Oliver Jones, recorded live at Beatles, 1983. And now we're going to continue with an unsung hero of jazz, I think. One of the most beautiful sax players that I've ever heard, Frank Morgan, and this is from his album, Easy Living. We're going to hear the title track. music from Frank Morgan with a hypnotizing version of the beautiful Easy Living. And you know, you never get sick of beautiful music like that. He was such an exceptional musician as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to listen to another one right now that I've seen on a few occasions. We're talking about Freddie Hubbard. And this is Freddie Hubbard with the great Benny Golson on a beautiful rendition of the standard Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Thank you.
and only Freddie Hubbard with Benny Golson and Love Is a Many Splendored Thing. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this month we're celebrating Black History Month. And we're going to listen to some music from the Bennett Archives. But before we do that, we're going to listen to one more track now from Oliver Jones. This is from the Montreal Jazz Festival, and Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds of Oliver Jones, and I really, really hope you liked that. That was a lovely version of Stella by Starlight from the Montreal Jazz Festival. Now we're going to go to the Bennett Archives. And this week, we're going to be featuring music from one of the great early songwriters in jazz, Clarence Clemons.
So back to Clarence Williams now. Clarence Williams, who was born in 1898 and died in 1965, had hundreds of different bands, but he never disassociated himself with the classic jazz. Even when he got Henderson and Williams' careers melded together in the swing era, Clarence Williams had a big band and Fletcher Henderson had an even bigger band till he took over the Goodman Band, as it were. But Clarence Williams kept reverting back to his pioneer roots, if you like. And here are his pioneer roots. These are the first recordings that he organized for the record company. The band he called it, remember this, that Clarence Williams had hundreds of names for hundreds of bands. This one became a little famous because it had Mr. Bechet on it. It's the Red Indian Jazz Babies, and guess what? Louis Armstrong is on cornet, Buster Bailey again on clarinet, Lil Armstrong on piano, those are from the Oliver Band, Aaron Thompson on trombone, Buddy Christian on banjo. Recorded in New York, November the 8th, 1924. We're going back here. A great track and beautiful, wonderful Louis Armstrong. Of all the wrongs you've done to me. Thank you. That was All the Wrongs You've Done to Me, 1924 off 78. Very well recorded by Biograph Records onto vinyl, from which we're playing it. We had Louis Armstrong on cornet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Aaron Thompson on the trombone, and Lil Armstrong on piano.
You know, it might not be super high fidelity, but you know, you can really capture the spirit of those musicians as early as 1924. That was absolutely incredible. We're going to listen now to some music from Charles Mingus, one of the most charismatic and interesting bassists in jazz. We're going to listen to a very well-known track from the movie Laura. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. I just want to correct an error I made. I was talking about Clarence Williams, and I mentioned Clarence Clemons. That was Bruce Springsteen's sax player. Just as a note, Springsteen is going on tour this spring. They're currently rehearsing, and Bruce is still not sure whether he'll be replacing Clarence Clemons after Clarence died last summer, or just going without a sax player in the band. So we'll have to wait and see for that. But this is Charles Mingus with Laura. Thank you. beautiful version of Laura. I have to admit, Charles Mingus did a wonderful job and a great arrangement, I think, as well. Here's some more music from Oliver Jones, Live at Biddle's, 1983, with an outstanding number called Hymn to Freedom. Bernie Primo on drums, Charlie Biddle on the fiddle, and Oliver Jones on piano with Hymn to Freedom from 1983, recorded live at Biddle's Jazz Bar in Montreal. Now here's some music from Max Roach, a great drummer, very influential drummer in the way he played and the way that he used time to sort of stretch out and convey what he was talking about on the drums. And he certainly had this knack to make his drums talk. And we're going to listen to a classic recording made for the Mercury label. This is his version of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
case you were wondering who that pianist was, that was none other than Mal Waldron and his rendition of All the Way. That was taken from his album Impressions, released on the New Jazz OJC label. And before that, Max Roach with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. That was from a Mosaic collection entitled The Complete Mercury Max Roach Plus Four Sessions. And I hope you enjoyed that. It was a very fast version of the song, but there was some incredible drumming in there as well. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from Oliver Jones again, from his album The Many Moods of Oliver Jones, released on the Just in Time label, and the beautiful Emily. Thank you. From one great pianist to another, here's some music from McCoy Tyner from an early release from the early 60s on the Impulse label. The album is entitled Inception, and we're going to hear Blues for Gwen. McCoy Tyner with Blues for Gwen. You know, we haven't heard a vocalist yet on the show today, so I thought we'd take a trip down to the Village Vanguard. I think it was around the year 2000, and we're going to listen to vocalist Mary Stallings with her rendition of All Night Long.
I never felt the softness of his tender kiss. Don't know if he's weak or strong. All I know, he speaks to me in dreams I dream. All night long. Never heard him speak a tender word of love. Never knew his favorite song. All I know, he speaks to me in dreams I dream. All night long. When I sleep, he tells me he's in love with me. And how much he needs me to be near. All at best a dream is just a fantasy. When I touch his hand, he'll disappear. No, 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 no. I don't want a love that's just a memory. Fate, how could you be so wrong? Now I've got to find the man who's haunting me. A memory. Fate, how could you do me so wrong? Now I've got to find the man who's haunting me.
That was music from Mary Stallings, and many of you out there might never have heard of her before, but she has released a few recordings over the years, and I have to tell you, she's one of the most powerful and gifted vocalists in jazz today. Here's some music from Oliver Jones and Charlie Biddle. We're going back to the Montreal Jazz Festival, I think it was around 1984, 1985, something like that, and we're going to listen to their version of Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Thank you. That was music from Jimmy Heath with a track called Thinking of You. And now we're going to listen to another sax player of note from the songbook. This is Booker Irvin with Yesterdays.
Thank you.
Booker Irvin with Yesterdays. And we have time for one more track from Oliver Jones, and I think maybe a little bit more after that. This is Oliver Jones live at Biddle's with Bernie Primo and Charlie Biddle, their version of Monk's Blue Monk.
Thank you. this is Jeanette Lindstrom, jazz singer and composer from Sweden. You're listening to In Transition with your host, Randy McGilligan, coming to you from University of Ottawa at CHUO-FM 89.1.
Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Join me next week as we feature some more great Canadian jazz from sunny Greenwich. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.